In the 2008 presidential election, more than half of Mecklenburg County voters cast a ballot before Election Day. County Elections Director Michael Dickerson expects early voting to be just as popular this year.
Folks enjoy it. It's much easier to pick a day that I can dedicate time to go vote instead of just being forced to do it on November 2nd.
This election's most watched races in North Carolina are for Senate and Congress. But numerous judicial seats are up for grabs, too, including one Court of Appeals seat that has 13 candidates. That's right, 13. Not only is it a long list, but it's unfamiliar territory for North Carolina. This is the first time something called instant runoff voting is being used in a statewide election. Here's why. In August, a Court of Appeals judge named James Wynn Jr. was appointed to U.S. District Court. But by then, primary elections were long gone, so a rarely used clause in state law kicked in, allowing instant runoff voting. Of the 13 candidates who hope to replace Judge Wynn, voters will be asked to rank their top three choices. Michael Dickerson explains.
Somebody here in my office referred to it as going out for ice cream. I'll take chocolate. If we don't have chocolate, I'll take vanilla. If you don't have chocolate and vanilla, I'll take strawberry. You rank. These are my favorite three candidates. These are the ones I want to win.
If no one gets more than 50% of the vote, the candidate who appears most as a top three choice will win the seat. That will prevent the need for a costly runoff election, says Dickerson. But the system works best with a healthy voter turnout. And unfortunately, Dickerson says about a third of voters leave the judicial races empty on their ballot. To learn about candidates for state and local judge, visit ncvoterguide.org. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.